Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
When you're injured in an auto accident, you need an attorney who can help. Hi, I'm auto accident attorney David Walker here in Stewart. I've been practicing auto accident law on the Treasure Coast for more than 35 years, and I've raised my family here, I've supported our schools, and I've been active in our Treasure Coast community. I'm located on the corner of Tanner Highway and Southeast Central Parkway here in Stewart in the four-story United Way building. I'm attorney David Walker, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
See, without faith, you can't unlock the grace. Without faith, God can't tell you, I got your back. Even though he has your back, but when you're not believing, you don't unlock his ability. You understand? And I don't know if lock is a good word, but you don't give God the right away. And see, sometimes it's because of your lack of appropriating faith. You're telling God, you know, you want to believe, but you're wavering. You haven't taken the step that you're supposed to take. Well, shout me down. And so what you're telling God is that, you know, I don't know if I can trust you here. Don't shout me down. Preaching hard now. See, the just don't live from faith to works. They go from faith to faith. And that's what a lot of people want to get off. They don't want to live by faith. Keep having to trust God. But see, you got to get in that mindset to where the flow of that grace in you is flowing out. It's a joy then. See, the just shall live by faith. That don't mean you believe God for a little while and then you stop. And now you go to relying on your own strength and what you can do. And now, God, I haven't had enough of that for right now. I'll check you next time. No, the just shall live by faith. There's a treasure trove in you. God is wanting to awaken something in you that is beyond what you have ever imagined. Hello, somebody. Come on, how many know we serve a great big God? Amen. We've seen what we can do. Now it's time to see what he can do. Through us and with us and for us. But we gotta allow him to awaken that grace. It's on the inside of you. God has hidden the treasure. This treasure is in earthen vessels. Remember I said last time, God is good at hiding stuff. He hid his best inside of you. Come on, the best that God has, his kingdom and everything involved in his kingdom is in you. It's not out there. It's not external. Our soul, and we'll get to this, our soul, if it's not renewed, our senses are always receiving impressions and information and stuff from our senses from out there. And it tries to convince us that our answers are out there. No, they are not. You hold the key. Your boss on your job does not hold your key. It doesn't matter if there's no position, there's nowhere further you can go. God says you can go further. Hello? Y'all remember that testimony of DJJ? They created a job. It was an actual job they created, a whole position. You know, there was not but God. You know, there was a purpose for it. And God said, listen, there ain't no door, I'll make a door. Amen. He made a door. It was a wonderful, wonderful position too. Okay, so how you define righteousness? You got to get it out of your mind that you are becoming more righteous. No, I am righteous. There's got to be a starting point. And if that's not the starting point, then you're starting at the wrong point. And see, this is religious thinking. This is how the church has thought for years and years, you know, becoming righteous. You know, one day becoming. I'm going to show you something tonight that, let me use this term. I hope it blows your mind. All that clutter in your mind blows it out. I hope I get to it tonight. All right. So now let me bring some balance to this so that you understand, because I'm talking foundation things. The word righteous, okay, it's a word that's a, well, let me use the word, it's a word that's a continuum. In other words, it's continuing something. The word righteous is a continuum that begins with what God has already done in our spirit. In other words, and every time I do this, I'm talking about my spirit. In here, God finished something. It's a finished work. We are not trying to become righteous. We are righteous. But the word righteous is a continuum. There's something that extends from that. Remember, the fruit is an extension of the root. If I don't perceive myself as being right now righteous, then I'm not accessing the root. I cannot access the grace. I'm left to my own abilities, my own gifts. I can only go so far. I can only do so much. And I'll get frustrated. I'll get mad at you. I'll blame you. You messed me up. See, that fast in the book. You got nothing to do with my success in that sense. Do you understand? No one can stop up your well. No one can stop you or block you if you're drinking from the right source. That's why the Lord said, no weapon formed against you can prosper. And tongues that rise against you, I'll judge them. If you keep drinking from the right source. But the moment you get into yourself and your own works, then stuff gonna block you. You're gonna block yourself because it's never gonna be good enough. You'll get tired of it. You'll get frustrated with it. You won't want to do this all the time. That's the wrong source. That's the wrong yoke, because there's a rest that remains for the people of God. So the word righteous is a continuum. It begins with what God has done in our spirit, and it extends. It continues. Now listen, it continues all the way through our behavior. Now it should start to make some sense. More sense to you. We are righteous. Done deal. Fact. Truth. Can't add to it. Can't take away from it. Can't earn it. It's done. God did it. But that word is a continuum that extends from that position of righteousness into my behavior. If I'm connected properly. If I understand grace, first I have a right standing. Then as that word righteous is a continuum into my behavior, my character becomes virtuous. In other words, I'm not crooked. I'm not a crook. You know, I don't have the evil eye. You know, the person that tells you eat, drink, and be merry, but their heart ain't with you. They're looking for opportunity to get you. Okay? When I don't believe that I'm becoming righteous, but that I am righteous. I believe that. Remember, the heart of faith is a straight heart. It's a righteous heart. And grace only reigns through righteousness. Any heart that doesn't believe that of a born-again believer, you see what this does, and I'll talk about this probably a little bit more, but see what this does, it levels the playing field. It's not just the strong-willed people, the ones with a strong constitution, that can do this stuff, that are righteous. It's to the ones that are weak too. The ones that can't seem to get together. Once they are right, just as righteous as the person that seems to have it all together. That person ain't got nothing on the other one. You see, the gift is to all. Help me, Holy Ghost. I lost some of y'all. So see, all that you've done and all that you think you are no better than the least of these. You know, in God's sight, we are the righteous. That's why we can't judge one another in that sense. We can't be or prejudiced, prejudging. You can't judge what God has. You can't curse what God has blessed. You can't kick to the curb what God has endeared to himself. Tell somebody the playing field is level. It's not based upon my education. It's not based upon my experience. It's not based upon how much money I have. It's not based upon my standing in society. It ain't based upon how many possessions you have. None of that stuff make you righteous. God made you righteous. If you don't have two nickels to rub together, if you understand that and receive that you are righteous and not becoming righteous, you tap into the grace or God's ability that opens up doors for finance, that opens up doors for material things, that opens up doors for the Zoe life or the God life, which is the highest quality of life. Otherwise, you have to hammer it out yourself. And you can do some good, but you can't touch what God can do for you. You can't touch it with a 10-foot pole, what God can do for you and what God wants to do for you, in contrast to what you can do. We can hammer stuff out. We can get stuff done. But it don't look nothing like what God can do. Amen? All right. So the word righteous is a continuum. It begins with what God has done in our spirit all the way through to our behavior. The fruit that we bear in our life is godly because it's stemming from a root of what God did. It's not me trying to fabricate. See, it's not something you can demand. It comes in season. See, a lot of people are trying too hard to be holy. And look at somebody, tell me, you know it ain't working. Trying to be holy rather than just connecting to the root. See, when you connect to the root, you ain't got to think about trying to be holy. I better watch what I say here. You're not going to slip up and go to cussing nobody out. Help me, Holy Ghost. That's if that righteous is a continuum into your behavior. See, that don't mean that you ain't righteous. You just ain't let it get into your behavior yet. You have that mindset that you are becoming righteous. Well, you know, I'm going up the rough side of the mountain. You know, 99 and a half won't do, you know. Now, let's dig a little deeper here. The word righteous, and I'm going to show you in the scripture, I think it's going to amaze you, but the word righteous, one very interesting meaning of the word righteous is the definition, one who is such as he ought to be. One who is such as he ought to be. Now, I'm elaborating on that a little bit more. But to reject the fact that you are righteous is to reject the sacrifice of Jesus. We're killing religious spirits, sacred cows, all that stuff that people think is church. People think is serving God. But the root is not the grace of God and the finished work.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 21 of Mega Grace, The Grace Awakening. Serving God should be joyous to a saint. Isaiah 64:6 declares, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." How you define righteousness determines whether you have a grace mindset or a works mentality. Without faith, you cannot unlock the grace that God has for you. God has hidden his best on the inside of you, but by activating your faith, you can access the key. It is impossible to please God without faith. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.